the big story that's going around, and I'm going to have sound on this tomorrow, but Trump had a an interview, I guess you could call it that, with Chris Cuomo. Now, remember, Chris Cuomo is the brother of Andrew Cuomo, which is the son of Mario Cuomo. So, I mean, the Cuomos are liberals, okay? They're liberals. You get that, right? So when they interview, whether it's a Trump or it's a Cruz or whoever in the Republican Party, they instantly take a adversarial position. I guess you could call it that. You realize that, right? They're advocates, pointing that out. So he had a interview with Trump yesterday, or actually this morning, my bad. And it started rocky. And let me explain. Over the weekend, and I thought it was some wild stuff over the weekend. But over the weekend, Trump was having some rallies, and he was bringing up the whole Monica Lewinsky, Paula Jones, Bill Clinton past. And he was bringing that up at these rallies. And that was a big headline. So if you were watching news, cable news over the weekend, that was a big deal. It was a big deal. So it would show the Trump rally, and he was calling Hillary an enabler and talking about Bill Clinton. And it's funny to watch Democrats. It's funny to watch Democrats try to somehow distance themselves from that part of Bill Clinton history, but also embrace any of the positives from the Bill Clinton history. So they would show Trump at the rally talking about Hillary Clinton enabler. And then it would cut back to whoever was the weekend anchor, whoever was the weekend advocate. And then, of course, would have a panel of liberals. And I think they would have one Republican. And the Republican wasn't a Trump supporter. So you have like two or three liberals. Then you have a Republican who's not a Trump supporter. So ultimately, it's like, let's bash Trump and somehow talk about how he is wrong to bring up Bill Clinton's past, because it's the past, and people don't care about the past. It's already been talked about. And Hillary Clinton is running for president, not her husband. And they debate this. And nobody, and we've said it countless times on this program, nobody brings up the fact that Bill Clinton is campaigning with Hillary. Hillary is using aspects of Bill Clinton's presidency of the past and what it would mean to a Hillary Clinton presidency in the future. She brings up sitting at a dinner table discussing policy. She has said on more than one occasion, who better to talk about the economy and talk about jobs than a president that created tens of millions of jobs. So she uses, along with other Democrats, she uses the positives of the Bill Clinton presidency and the man. Because remember, people think, or at least people try to basically lump Bill Clinton's past into just Monica Lewinsky. And when I say people, Democrats, liberal media. And somehow they pretend Paula Jones doesn't exist. Somehow they pretend Juanita Broderick doesn't exist, who actually did an NBC interview where she talked about her experience with Bill Clinton and the fact that Hillary Clinton threatened her, tried to silence her. This was years ago. This was years ago. So liberal media and pundits try to frame this as far as Monica Lewinsky. It's just the past of an indiscretion. And it's deeper than that. It's a lot deeper than that. I mean, Hillary Clinton called Monica Lewinsky a Looney Tune. She called her, I mean, what the? Again, you don't hear the pundits. You don't hear the liberal media bringing up these details. So they frame it into this very tiny, tight window. Very tight window. So that's what happened over the weekend. Trump talked about Hillary Clinton enabling Bill Clinton. And watching these pundits talk about, well, that has nothing to do with her. She's running for president. He's not. But listen, if she's going to use the women card, which is what she does, when she trots Madeleine Albright out, Madeleine Albright says, hey, guess what? There's a special place in hell for women that don't support women. The woman card. That's the woman card. When Hillary Clinton brings up how important it is and how it would be a pretty big deal to have the first woman president, that's the woman card. And yes, if she was a guy, she would not be the presumptive nominee. She would not be getting a second chance at running for president. So when Trump said she would get 5% of the vote and people were outraged, what is he talking about? She's qualified. She's the most qualified. Just because you're qualified, doesn't mean automatically you're going to be a great president or even a competent president. What the hell's qualifications have to do with anything? I mean, seriously. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California. So that means he was qualified, right? But I bet you if he was running for president or thought about running for president, people would go, no. Sarah Palin. People questioned her being qualified. Just because you're a senator, just because you're a congresswoman or congressman, I think for a brief time, Sonny Bono's wife was a congresswoman. She took over because he hit a tree with his head. If a man had gone through the things Hillary Clinton has gone through, their career would be over. It'd be over. Be over. A server installed at your house. Seriously. You get a server installed at your house so your emails basically go through you first before they go to any other government official. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If you're the Secretary of State, if your responsibility was the safety of ambassadors and different officials, and you had people that get killed, and not just killed, but like tortured, burned, their bodies dragged through the street. I mean, horrible things were done to those people in Benghazi. I mean, horrible things. I mean, these are things that a man, okay, would never, ever have gotten through. They would never have gotten through. It just wouldn't have happened. There's men who've had less controversy, and their careers were destroyed. Destroyed. Hillary Clinton gets a pass. She's always gotten a pass. I mean, who could use a spouse or a relative? Okay, let's throw in a relative. Who could throw in the positive that relative or that spouse has done, but be able to not use or not get hit with the negative? That's baffling, but she's able to do it. She gets away with it. The liberal media lets her get away with it. They love her. They love her. She gets away with it. A guy would never have been able to get away with that. Never. Listen, she's got a bunch of stuff that you can go, oh, come on, Whitewater and, you know, Travelgate. Oh, she's got those things that you could play with, but people will go, come on now. That's not legitimate. That's kind of legitimate. That's real old. Forget that. She's actually got stuff like Benghazi and Libya. Her whole Secretary of State, her being in Secretary of State, it wasn't like some great accomplishment. I mean, seriously. What Think about the trajectory of that. She ran for president against Obama. They ran for the primary, you know, to get the nomination. The Secretary of State job always, when I say always, in our modern era, okay? In our modern era, a Secretary of State, at some point, a woman holds that job. Maybe not for a whole 8 years. But in our modern era, whether it was Madeleine Albright, Condoleezza Rice, a woman gets that gig. A woman gets that gig. Do you ever notice? No, of course you notice it. You're not supposed to point things out. But there's just things in life. There's just things in life where you go, wow, did you ever notice there's always a woman in that job, or there's always a guy in that job, or there's always someone black in that job, or there's always someone white in that job. There's always, and it's just the way it is. It's like, well, traditionally, this is what we do. And we don't really steer away from that. And if a vacancy comes up in that job, we have to refill it with that person. It is what it is. Call it political correctness. Call it a quota. So Hillary runs against Obama. She loses. Instead of having a contested convention and doing the whole, you know, battle, dividing the party, they make an agreement. People are saying, oh, is he going to pick her for vice president? That will be, no. The agreement was, traditionally, a woman, at some point, gets to be Secretary of State. And to get you ready for 4 or 8 years from now, we'll make you, rather it's him saying this, her saying this, them together, Secretary of State. So now your credentials. We'll pretend you weren't the First Lady. So right from birth, you become a lawyer, and then you became the Senator of New York to the Secretary of State. But you have Senator, you have Secretary of State. You're able to say you have all these qualifications. You have all this experience. Okay, great. So she became Secretary of State the first term. Obama gets reelected. And then the plotting is put together for her White House bid. A lot of bad things happened on her watch as Secretary of State. And again, when people say, she's qualified, how could Trump say 5%? Well, Condoleezza Rice was Secretary of State. Should she run for president? Well, no. Madeleine Albright was Secretary. She be president. Well, she's qualified. Well, So Hillary Clinton is manufactured. Hillary Clinton has been manufactured. Manufactured. Just like the Senate run. They moved to New York to run for Senate, to get that Senate seat. That was set up. That was orchestrated. So it's amazing to watch Democrats and the pundits battle all this stuff. And I shouldn't even say try. They battle it, and they win. They win. With the help of the media, they win. They win. So when Trump is on Cuomo, and they're having a huge back and forth, and the first thing Trump calls in, answers the phone, and the first thing Cuomo says is, let's discuss these recent turns of event in the election with the man himself, the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump, on the phone this morning. Mr. Trump, can you hear us? Trump, I can. We need to talk policy. We need to talk state of play within your own party. But you have commanded a different headline that needs to be addressed. You are attacking Hillary Clinton for the sexual past and indiscretions of her husband, calling her an enabler. We have a panel of independent voters. They are smart as heck, and most of them don't like it. They see it as a distraction. They see it as hypocritical coming from you, and mostly they see it as potential proof you may have no real ideas to offer as president. What is your thinking on this line of attack? And Trump goes, well, this is a nice way to start off the interview. So right out of the gate, the advocate there, Cuomo, is attacking Trump. He's supposed to be an interviewer. He's supposed to be impartial. He's supposed to be a journalist. And he says, we need to talk policy. We need to talk play within your own party. But you've commanded a different headline that needs to be addressed. You are attacking Hillary Clinton for the sexual past and indiscretions of her husband. You like how they say her husband? Why don't they say, you are attacking Hillary Clinton for the sexual past and indiscretions of her husband, the President of the United States. You notice how they try to make it sound like her husband, you know, some guy. He's just some cowboy. He's just some guy. And they make... And then they made sexual indiscretion, like it's just some guy who went to like a massage parlor and got a rub and tug. Sexual indiscretions. No, Chris. Talking about the President of the United States using his office to get sex from interns. I mean, that's pretty serious. The President of the United States using his office as a governor, as the Attorney General of the state. It's that guy using that office to con women to a hotel room and have them play with his penis. It's Hillary Clinton then going around to all these women and discrediting them. Running around and saying they're crazy, they're cuckoo. Telling the media they're stalkers, they're nuts, they're sycophants. Going to these women saying, you better shut your mouth or I'm going to ruin your life. These are the things that Hillary Clinton did, Chris Cuomo. These are the things that Hillary Clinton did. And what really should be done, if Chris Cuomo wants to do his job correctly, if Don Lemon wants to do his job correctly, if they all want to actually do their job correctly, what they should do is put together all of these things, okay? Put together all of these things that Donald Trump and other people are bringing up, especially when they're calling Hillary Clinton an enabler, and basically going through it once and for all, putting it all on the table. So when they play a clip of Trump saying, an enabler, she's an enabler, instead of going, oh, he's talking about Monica Lewinsky. Oh, that's old news. That's just indiscreet. Why don't they bring up everything from Juanita Broderick to Paula Jones? Put all of that in perspective. Tell the viewer, inform the viewer, so that when they hear Trump saying these things, it's all in perspective. And then the next time you have Hillary Clinton on television, talk to her about that. Go, Secretary of State, Senator, did you do A, B, and C? Did you do X, Y, and D? When you're talking about getting counsel from Bill Clinton, President of the United States, does it ever concern you about his character and his past? What about these? Instead of right out of the gate, ignoring all of this, and Chris Cuomo going, we need to talk about policy. We need to talk about the state of play within your own party. You've commanded a different headline than easy. Just, you are attacking Hillary Clinton for the sexual past and indiscretions of her husband, calling her an enabler. We have a panel of independent voters. They are smart as heck. And most of them don't like it. They see it as a distraction. No, these are real questions. These are legitimate questions. These are real questions. When Hillary Clinton is talking about Donald Trump being a sexist and a misogynist, and then say, by the way, I am a great judge of character. I will surround myself with great people, and if I get stuck on certain things, I will have my husband right there, Bill Clinton. And yes, he did a lot of horrible things to a bunch of women, but hey, no problem. It's all good. I mean, you know, it's a dance that's amazing to watch. The media play. It really is. It's a dance that's amazing. It's like watching the moonwalk. It is. It's like watching the electric slide. It's a trip, man. It's a trip. And I'm going to have that sound tomorrow. Have a bunch of stuff for tomorrow, but we'll talk a little bit more about it.